Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and happy Independence Day. I am talking this morning with Dr. Edwin Berry, and he is an atmospheric physicist. So if you want the truth, and I like the truth, I prefer the truth to lies. I mean, sometimes the truth isn't what you'd like it to be, but it is the truth nevertheless. You need to know the truth so that you can combat the lies. And Dr. Berry was just talking about some points that retired Lieutenant General W.G. Boykin had mentioned in this video that Dr. Berry has up on his website, which is polymontana.com. And, you know, that National Security Force, you heard me talk earlier, Dr. Berry, about the pig roast, my nephew's picnic I was at yesterday. And, you know, I sat there listening to the people. There were probably about 70 people there or so. And there were only a handful of them, those that I had had conversations with in previous years talking about freedom and liberty and the Constitution. That included about maybe five of us. The rest of the people, you know, they're in various degrees of, you know, having a few beers and having a few cocktails. And some were talking about this girl that's on trial for allegedly murdering her daughter down in Florida. But nowhere else was there a conversation related to what's happening right now in this country, where we have Marxists in power who are implementing their agenda step by step. Nobody else was, not a word. No one thinks about it. No one was talking about it. I don't think that most of them even know about it at all, Dr. Berry. And it's a frightening thought, really, when you think about it.
Well, yeah, I agree it is. And one of the articles I wrote on Poly Montana, I said, we really have three major parties rather than two. Okay? We have the Democrats, Republicans, but within the Republican Party, there's really two parties the way it exists today if we look at reality. We have the real conservatives, includes the Tea Party, the Patriot people, and maybe more, but we have the people that are in the middle. Some people call them rhinos or squishies or whatever. And I'm about to compare that with our Constitution. And even, you know, the Montana Constitution, U.S. Constitution, you come down and say the real Republicans, going back to, in fact, their first platform was about a couple hundred years ago, 1852. And in there, it's very specific. These are the real conservative Republicans. So somewhere else, there's a middle party. And what you're talking about, as I find, because I, you know, we relate to a lot of these people in politics. We have the middle people who typically run as a Republican, but they vote almost as a Democrat. They'll maybe go along with certain business issues by saying, yeah, we have to improve the business and lower the workers' comp and things like that, and the taxes. That will help business and help the economy. But they will not ever talk about what we're talking about. They will not get out and define what our enemy is and see that we have really a very serious problem. They will think that, well, maybe we add more funds to the education, but they won't go on along and say and realize the facts show adding more dollars to education doesn't produce a better education. It's the control and it's the agenda of what's happening. So, yeah, we have these groups, and the middle of the road Republicans will are really challenging the more patriotic, I'll call them, or the constitutional-leaning Republicans. And it's really, as I see it, it's two different parties.
Yeah,
people entirely different.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And we always get it that the national and somebody that's in that middle group, like last time John McCain. I mean, clearly he was not a constitutional-type person. He was more in the wishy-washy, swishy in-between group. And I can't remember, maybe, except until we had Ron. You have to go back to Ronald Reagan to find somebody that was really on the real conservative side.
Dr. Berry, on that note, we're going to another quick break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I am speaking this morning with Dr. Edwin Berry, so hang in there, everybody. We're back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And as I mentioned, and guess what I just found out, the website for the bed and breakfast that I'm at, it's sharonslakehouse.com. Now that was hard for me to figure out, but actually the owner just walked into the room and he just told me what it was. So listen everybody, and actually Dr. Barry, you know, you've been on this lake sailing, you should come back, and if you do, you ought to check out this bed and breakfast I'm at, sharonslakehouse.com. It's very nice. The accommodations are really spectacular, and they're very hospitable. The owners, Vinny and Sharon DeMarie, who own this little lake house right on Lake Erie. For those of you who like fresh water and like the Great Lakes and maybe have never been up this way before, well, I suggest come and check it out and do so. It's really very, very relaxing and very peaceful. And I'm talking this morning with Dr. Edwin Barry and his websites. He has multiple websites, but one of them is polymontana.com. Another is climatefire.org, edbarry.com. And if you go to any of them, you're going to be able to get to all of the others. And he has several of them with tons of information, so you really need to go and check those out. You know, Dr. Barry, you were mentioning the different points that Lieutenant General Boykin was making in terms of the steps that these Marxists implement. And the last one you had left off with was the National Security Force that Obama had mentioned, frighteningly so, too. And you know, you don't need to be a history major to really see the correlation between the past, the recent past, the past that there are people alive today who can tell you about that past and that point in time, and what is happening today.
Right. Oh, definitely. I mean, I know people, and no doubt a lot of us know friends that came from either Russia or Czechoslovakia or other parts of Europe. And they came many years, several years ago to the land of the free in America, and now they're telling us they're seeing the same things happen there that preceded the problems that they had of the government takeover and turning the citizens into essentially their own slaves. So we have warnings as well as what we can see happening ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
It's almost like a chess game. I mean, you play a chess game, and if you watch what the other person is doing, if you play against a good competitor, you may not see the way they're setting up to make the final move for the checkmate. But if at times you get to the place where you can say, wow, look what they did. They're in a place that I don't know how I'm going to get out of this in two moves, right?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes I have a similar feeling when I feel I see what's happening with the U.S. government imposing all these different restrictions of where they've basically got the wagon circled around us. So I'm among the group that is very concerned of seeing a potential enemy gaining more and more power over the citizens.
Well, Dr. Berry, I'm always amazed because one of the things that the American people that I hear, and I grew up in this area and, a lot of hunters and outdoorsmen around in this area, always has been. And of course they say, oh, well, they'll never take the guns. They'll never take the guns. I mean, that's one of the things that they naively believe that this is not going to happen here in America because we're America. And that's automatically, as far as they're concerned, that's all that needs to be said. It'll never happen here. And it's happening here.
Well, I haven't checked Massachusetts lately, but can you own a gun in Massachusetts? And what's the latest in Washington, D.C.? In California, several years ago, they had restrictions on the kinds of guns people can and cannot have. And even to the point, the Attorney General, I was living in California at that time, and the Attorney General came out and said, if you own any of these kind of guns, you have so many days to turn it in, because if we catch you with that, you're going to go to prison. So there's that kind of a thing. Now, hey, it may not be happening in the state people are living in now, but when you see it happen in other states, you know it's approaching.
Yes, it
is. And
then,
of course, look at Australia, which is, a good English-speaking country. Many of our cultures are very similar. And somehow their government got through total gun confiscation. So, sure, it could happen here. Now, we do have a Second Amendment that's protecting us so far. I'm not going to predict that it will or will not happen. Who can predict the future? But we know that there are forces in the government and among our population, especially in the liberal part of the population, they're all for it. They think they've got to confiscate all the guns.
Yeah, for our safety, so that they can own them and point them at our heads and threaten to murder us and we can't do anything about it. Yeah, that's for our safety, right? Oh, God, you can't take this crap after a while.
It'll be hard to do in a place like Montana. There's a long history among a lot of the population here that no way is anyone's going to confiscate guns here. Even the liberal politicians have to acknowledge that. In Montana. So the states do differ dramatically.
Yeah, well, maybe I need to move to Montana, Dr. Berry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I do. You never know. Maybe all the people who are the patriots who believe in freedom and liberty, maybe we should all assemble in one section of the country and all the Marxist leftists, people who love slavery over freedom, maybe they ought to assemble in the other part of the country. What do you think, Dr. Berry? Should we give them California? Beautiful state.
I think we have to concede California at this point.
Yeah, I think they've got California already.
Gee, it would be nice if the two battles, these are ideological battle going on. It would be nice, it won't happen, but it would be nice if they could get together at some conference table and say, look, let's let the liberals have all these states, because they most of them, and let's let the constitutional and real conservatives have all the other states, and get the liberals out of the constitutional states, et cetera, and then we probably could all live peacefully.
There you go. No, I think there'd be somebody who'd come in and say, oh, they'd have to take over because they have more, they know how to do it better. There'd always be somebody there who'd be ruining, one rotten apple spoils the whole barrel kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep, that's right.
Dr. Berry, we've actually got a caller on the line with us. Let's take the caller, okay?
Okay.
Lark in Texas. Hey, Lark, how are you today? Happy 4th of July, Lark.
Well, I wish there was something to be happy about, Maggie.
Well, you know what? Honestly, Lark, there is. Listen, there's me and you and Dr. Berry are here, and there's millions of others like us out there who all recognize what the purpose of the 4th of July is actually celebrating. So we got to be happy about that because we're awake, Lark. We're not asleep. We're awake. So that's a good. Got to be awake to get in the game, you know.
You know, Maggie, I have to say, in that sense, I absolutely agree. Even though I live like a hermit, I've got RBN and I've got you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And now you got Dr. Berry, too. So look at who could ask for more, Lark? I'm telling you, you better buy a lottery ticket today. Today could be the primo day for you.
I was thinking about that pig just a moment ago. It's been a while since I had a good, since I've been able to live high on the hog.
Well, there's many others out there as well, Lark. So what's going on today? You got a question for Dr. Berry?
Well, I do. Dr. Berry, I just visited your site this morning as been talking, and only the second time I've visited your site. I quite enjoy it, and I intend to check out your son's music eventually. That is your son, I take it. Well, I haven't yet, but I intend to. Now, actually, Maggie, you'll have to forgive me. I've actually got two questions for Dr. Berry.
All right.
And the first is related to science, and the second is related to politics.
Okay.
Or shall we say the State of the Union?
All right. Well, shoot, Lark, go for it. What's your first question?
Well, my notes show this. I would be curious as to your thoughts, Dr. Berry, regarding the research work of Robert Felix at Ice Age Now. And I wonder if you would comment also on this supposed 3,600-year cycle of a brown dwarf star and or rogue planets, and also nuclear power. Do we not have a more promising energy resource for the 21st century than nuclear power? Because I still see there's a problem with those spent fuel rods, and particularly as they're being used to manufacture depleted uranium weapons today. So that's the first question, and I'll put it out to you that way.
Okay, well, Lark, let's do that. It seems like there's a few questions in that first question, so let's allow Dr. Berry to answer that, and then we'll go to the second one. Okay, Lark?
Sure.
Okay, was the first one was the last one or something? Oh, okay, let's just do nuclear power. Again, you'll find some articles on PolyMontana and some link sites on that power situation. Here's what we have. We have two kinds of fission reactor technologies today. Okay? There's the cold water reactor, which is the most predominant that we have going. And we have an integral reactor, which is not so predominant, but we have the technology. Bill Clinton stopped that technology in our research area and development area when he was president. Now let's look at those two. And this is distinct from fusion, which is really future, and maybe that's your next century stuff. But that isn't going to happen real fast.
That would be cold.
I'm sorry.
That would be cold fusion you're referring to. Using that technology?
Well, no, not necessarily. Cold. Cold would be a whole different kind of thing, but it might be included in that. But cold fusion is it's in another area of ballpark. But maybe I'd call it hot fusion if we're going to talk about it. But the people looking at the fusion reactors, it's a different physical process, and it has lots of potential. It's going to take a lot of research and a lot of money, according to the people involved in it, to really get it to where its potential can be realized. So that's not today.
Dr. Berry, hold that thought, because I'm hearing the break music. We're actually going to be going to break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Dr. Berry, you can finish answering Lark's question then, okay? Hang in there, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Dr. Berry, we'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to go to my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you're ever in Hamburg, New York, which is south of the city of Buffalo, and you'd like a great bed and breakfast to stay at, the one I'm staying at right now, which is right on Lake Erie, is Sharon's Lake House. The website is sharonslakehouse.com, so go there, check it out. Very hospitable people that own this bed and breakfast, Vinny and Sharon DeMarie, and you're really going to enjoy it. They take good care of you, that's for sure. I'm talking this morning with Dr. Edwin Berry, and he has several websites, and PolyMontana.com is one. ClimateFire.org is another. EdBerry.com is another one. If you go to any of them, you will be able to find all of his other websites. Dr. Berry, when we went to break, you were talking about cold fusion. So if you want to finish answering that question, that would be great.
Okay. And by the way, on PolyMontana, you just go in categories and look up energy nuclear, and you'll find several comments. And what we're talking about here is we have two available, I stress available, technologies for producing nuclear energy, the light water reactor and the fast neutron reactor. The light water reactor, that's what we have in Palo Verde, for example, near Arizona, the largest nuclear power plant in America. And we have about 103 other ones of light water reactors in the United States, and we have none under construction. We have a perfect safety record. They've not caused any kind of radiological death or injury. So they're looking very good. Now, here's the, what's the problem? The problem with them is they only use 1% of their potential fuel. And so you've got 99% left over. That's where the storage problem comes from. The solution is the fast nuclear reactor. They burn 100% of the fuel. A fast nuclear reactor, and you only need a few of these among the whole population of liquid water reactors, they will burn all the fuel that the other ones won't burn. And we have loads of available fuel right now from weapons and other byproducts that will keep nuclear power going for a long time. Now, if we incorporated this fast nuclear reactor with our technology, make a guess on how much or how many years we can power the world's energy supply, electricity. I mean, it's unbelievable. 5 billion years.
Wow.
We don't even need fusion necessarily. We don't need a whole lot of preparatory things to get going. 5 billion years, we're talking about maybe the life of the rest of the sun, but we're not going to worry about it, and our grandchildren aren't going to worry about it. So essentially that's forever. Now, that, I think, is not really realized by most people looking at this whole nuclear problem. All we hear is we've got all this radiation problem, the stuff that the liquid water reactors don't burn. But we have the technology to burn everything. And there's enough available uranium in the world to let us do that for 5 billion years. I think unless Lark wants to ask more subtle questions, I'll kind of
Lark, do you want to ask your other question? I've got another caller on the line I want to take after you, Scott. So what's your second question, Lark? Is still there with us?
Yeah, I'll address the issue of Robert Felix's work of Ice Age Now and the issue regarding the supposed 3,600-year cycle of a so-called brown dwarf star as well as the rogue planets privately, because I want to get to this political question.
Okay.
I think that we can agree that we're ensconced with this economic cultural Marxism. But do you not agree that it's also combined with a kind of political fascism, as evidenced by the proliferation of false science to promote a particular agenda, etc. And I liked what you said about the redistribution of wealth being from the lower and middle classes to the super rich. That's the real redistribution of wealth. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to know, and Maggie, I know you're going to hate me for this, but I wonder if you have explored this socialist doctrine of communitarianism to realize the combination of these Marxist corporatist fascist forces working in tandem to deceive the American people.
Well, honestly,
right.
Lark,
okay.
I'm just going to comment real quick, Dr. Berry, then you can comment, and then I want to thank you for your call.
Sure.
Lark, as always, I appreciate you listening. The first woman that I had on my show who was talking about anything related to United Nations Agenda 21 was a woman named Nikki Rapana, who's done an exhaustive study of communitarianism. And, if you go back and listen to that, I've had her on a couple of times, and her blog is nikkirapana.blogspot.com. But she's also got a website entitled Anti-Communitarian League, I believe it is. But it's linked on mine. But if you go take a look at that, Lark, she's been studying that for 10 years. And, yeah, it's not one thing. Communitarianism is a combination of all of the most evil thoughts that somebody could dream up, that's for sure. Thanks for calling, Lark. I appreciate it. Dr. Berry, did you want to comment on communitarianism at all?
No, I was going to say on that one, that's really not my field. And
okay.
I'm sure lots of people in the audience know more than I do about that. So
hey.
I'll leave that one go.
Okay.
On the Ice Age.
Dr. Berry, hang on again. We got to go to another break real quick. We'll be right back. And then Scott in West Virginia, you'll join us. Dr. Berry, hang on, and we can talk about the Ice Age.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and a podcast of this show will be up on my website, I don't know, tonight or something like that. And links to Dr. Barry's websites. I'm out there in left field today. I'm telling you, my brain is like in a fog. I'm in a fog, Dr. Barry. But Dr. Barry's websites are polymontana.com, edberry.com, climatefire.org. Any of those websites will take you to all the other websites. Tons of information. Dr. Edwin Barry, atmospheric physicist, is my guest this morning. Dr. Barry, did you want to did you have anything else you wanted to add on that Ice Age Now thing that Lark, the last caller, had asked you about? Otherwise, I've got another caller, Scott in West Virginia, I'd like to bring on the line with us, Dr. Barry. Dr. Barry.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, I did get, we got a flash off here for a bit.
Okay.
Just quickly on the Ice Age, I'm not familiar directly with Robert Helix, as he talked about, if I'm getting that name right. However, I mean, and yes, there are cycles, and yes, there are many solar scientists right now that are looking at the sun's pattern, and especially the pattern now that even the maximum of sunspots is quite low. That this, they suggest, is heading into a much colder period in the future. So that's all I'll say about that, unless somebody wants to go into any more detail.
Okay. We've got a caller in West Virginia. Scott is on the line with us. Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
Hi, Doctor. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Hi. first of all, I got to say I fell in love with you the other day when he was talking about sitting out there on the deck there, on the lake there.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, it was beautiful, and I wanted to do that again today, but this is a Wi-Fi connection, and it wasn't connecting strong enough for me to be able to do that, but, yeah, it was the most perfect location to broadcast from. It really was. I could sit out there the rest of my life, to be honest with you, and I wouldn't be unhappy. But anyway, yeah, but what's your question for Dr. Barry, Scott?
Me as well. I don't have so much, but I heard you guys talking a little bit ago. You was kidding around or talking about possibly we could give some of these liberal anti-constitutionalist people the part of the United States, just keep them on one side, and we could take Montana and the other. And all at once I had a brainstorm. I thought I'd share it with you.
Okay.
I was thinking what we could do is, how about all these non-constitutional type of people that want to change our lives, how about it, we just allow them to leave our country? I'm sure there's other countries out there that they might fall into that has just exactly what they're looking for, like maybe China and some of these other countries.
You know, that's a good idea. I would donate some shekels to airplane tickets. How about you, Dr. Barry? We could start taking a collection. I'll stand on the street corner with the sign.
It's a nice thing to think of, for sure. But, look, even in Montana, I have people saying that the liberals saying they want me to leave Montana because I'm putting up too much of a constitutional front, and certainly on the side of global warming that they are not on. So we would probably have a fight. I don't think that we're going to easily let them, get them to decide to move, even if we paid their one-way transportation to another location.
I'd give them a peanut butter and jelly for the road, too. I could make them one of those. Well,
sure.
I'll tell you. Yeah.
Well, I think they need to learn to live with the rules that we've supposedly been living by. We haven't been, but supposedly what our founding fathers decided that at least they gave us a little bit, and if they're not happy with it, then they need, instead of trying to change our country to their liking, that whenever somebody tries to change things, comes in to change things, that tells me that there's something more going on. There's a bigger venue there somewhere.
Yeah, right there.
So that tells it all right there, you know.
Yeah, I agree,
Scott. I think you're absolutely right, Scott, on that one. And I mean, if we look at it, the people on the constitutional side are happy to live their lives and prefer to do it that way. The people on the liberal side, that they want to control everybody else's life. So if they want to have a certain lifestyle, that isn't just enough for them. They want to implement legislation that forces all the rest of us to go along with their lifestyle and even their environmental religion. So the people on the constitutional just having to defend themselves. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, maybe we're going to have a cattle drive. We're going to have a liberal drive, and maybe we'll end up having to just drive them into California or something like that, Scott. I don't know.
That's exactly what does need to happen. We just need to drive all them people out of office and charge the ones that just committed treason against this country and hang them up there at the courthouse or at the White House so that the rest of them that takes office can walk by them and smell them for a week and decide what direction they want to go.
Well, those are tactics that have been used in the past, that's for sure. Dr. Barry, you got a comment on that?
Well, yeah, I think that probably the more realistic way that we're going to accomplish it, I'm not going to say that it's easy in any manner, but it's a path, and that's to work within our states. If we can get our states to really stick by the Constitution enough so they can say no to Obamacare, no to the control of our schools by the feds, and even so far, maybe no to the IRS as well and the EPA, that the states are where the power is. And we have a feeling in our country, a general belief, that all the power rests in the federal government. But the Constitution does not say that.
Yeah.
The power
yeah.
rests in the states, and only certain the states only gave certain power to our government. Well, if we can get control of our states, we will probably solve that problem we're talking about faster and more realistically.
Yeah.
Well, Doctor, are you familiar with the 49 Statute, 3097, Treaty Series 881?
No, not unless I'm misunderstanding you. I'm not familiar with it.
That's the one that that states that that Congress has passed a statute that that all the states have been delinquished. In other words, all the offices in the government's been relinquished to the United Nations, and then we're under United Nations law, and that there's actually no setting government offices because they're closed down and bankrupt. So that was happening in the 30s. Whenever they sold out United States, they basically, under the emergency law, they basically handed over the title of the United States of America to the bankers. In other words, you know, and they're pretty much controlling everything. And it's in the law, but all you got to do is look up that statute. If you get a chance, it's real interesting. Look it up.
Well, Scott, why don't you do me a favor? Will you email something to me? I can send it off to Dr. Barry. I'd like to read that. So when you get time, Scott, if you would shoot an email my way. My email is actually on RBN under the show host's tab there. You can get there or go to my website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and there's a contact button there for me as well. But, yeah, shoot that my way, Scott. I'd like to read that, and I'll send it off to Dr. Barry. If you don't have another comment, go ahead, Scott.
That'd be fine, Maggie. I'll step off here. I'll also send you a poem that I wrote, and we'll talk to both of you later. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Enjoy the holiday. Thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it. Hey,
yeah,
Dr. Barry, you know, I remember now one of the things that I wanted to ask you about today. I wanted to ask you about this HARP. Are you familiar with that or have heard about that whole HARP thing that supposedly the government has this HARP installation up in Alaska and they're, you know, manipulating the weather? What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, I'm somewhat familiar with it, at least with the technology. I'm not in on the top secret stuff of what's really going on behind there. So I'm more like a private citizen trying to analyze the information that we do have. And like many others, I have heard about it. Interesting enough, my master's thesis way back in the 60s was on this same subject. It was long before there was such a thing as HARP, but I became familiar. We were shooting radio waves up into the ionosphere, and we, you know, set them up in certain patterns, see what patterns came down, and we could analyze what's happening in the ionosphere, basically. So I was able to see a certain basis of what the potential was. I mean, by comparison to HARP today, we were extremely low power. We were in the power range of a typical good AM radio station, for example.
Okay.
But nothing like HARP's putting out. Okay, getting back to HARP, and we know the key one was in Alaska, but now there are apparently several locations throughout the world. I can see that as an interesting research project for certainly the military to sponsor, more so than, say, the National Science Foundation. If it were NSF, it would have to be totally public. For the military, however, they could potentially justify that research in terms of defense, even if HARP today produced or did not produce any real effects, just as a research basis, that it might be able to cause a weather modification of certain types. I could see it justified under the military budgets and Department of Defense. So, are they really doing it? Well, I have seen some things on YouTube that showed changes in clouds on certain weather patterns related and how it was different going over a HARP area. That was interesting. I have no other explanation for it other than something in HARP may have been causing it. I can't say it was because, that again, I don't have that data.
Okay.
But I think it's within the realm of possibility that high-powered radio frequencies of different frequency ranges can cause certain effects. Certainly within in the ionosphere, because you can directly affect the ionosphere because it reflects radio waves anyway. That's how we get long-range radio transmission. Maybe it can affect processes in clouds. That's a big, big maybe, okay, getting into that. And again,
okay,
I can only guess. So I don't know what they're really doing, but it, it potentially can do something. That's as much as I can say.
Okay, okay. Because, you know, I did, that was interesting to me. And, of course, you know, so many things seem so far-fetched, but I certainly don't have the educational background to gauge whether or not something is plausible. I mean, you know, you can read a lot of science fiction stuff, and but I don't know whether it's fictional or fact. You know, I don't have the skill set necessary to make any kind of a determination like that. But, you know, you see a lot of these different things, and then you watch what's going on, and you say, well, you know, who knows, you know, but so
that's right.
I'm so glad that you were on with me today, Dr. Berry, because that was one of the questions. I know that comes up a lot of times and people that
right.
I talk to, and they really wonder, well, all of the different things happening around the world and the this dramatic weather patterns that we see going on, and are they manipulating the weather? And I don't know, you know, but you'd be the perfect person to ask, so, Dr. Berry.
Yeah, well, right now, maybe there, I mean, we know that we can do weather changes. We, I mean, I know certain technologies, and this is standard stuff, the cloud seeding and others, and changing the surface characteristics of different parts of the earth. We can affect local weather, but that's a whole lot different than affecting a long range climate or weather all over the planet. That's, that is, I think, is basically beyond anything that, that man can do. There is just so much energy that's tied up in the whole planetary weather and climate system that it dwarfs any kind of power that we can put into the atmosphere itself. So I'm not concerned that things like HARP can all of a sudden cause a whole dramatic climate change or a giant change. It, it could be something small and something local.
Well, don't you think, though, now if they were if they are actually doing this, then the local changes where you have massive flooding and that kind of stuff, if your goal is to be able to drive people off of their land, I don't know, it would be a good way to do it is to drown them out, essentially, and make their land unusable, and that certainly would work
sure.
to achieve that objective, wouldn't it? So,
I
don't know. It's
well, just right. And, I mean, we probably don't see evidence that the U.S. government is now offering to buy the land from the people in the Midwest that got flooded out, which sounds kind of like a devious thing, especially when they blew up a dam that caused a lot of the flood. So,
yeah.
But as
yeah.
far as getting back to the weather effect, I don't think at all that we have any technology that could have caused those floods in the first place. In other words, those floods resulted from a massive amount of precipitation in the Rocky Mountains, and in this case, on the east side of the Rocky Mountains. There's been weather, that kind of weather, in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, through Oregon, Washington, through Montana. And so, I mean, that's just too massive for our technology to change. So in the case of the flooding, I say it's impossible that we have any kind of technology that could have caused it. But given the flooding, then what happens with all that water? That's the whole separate question of what the government might do or take advantage of.
So it's, and we've got another caller real quick that I want to take in a second. So never lose sight of the opportunity to take advantage of a crisis, in essence, I guess would be a way to sum that up, right?
Right. Yeah, just like a
yeah.
good hurricane. And we can't really make a hurricane, but if it wipes out some levees and causes some damage, well, okay, now the government can take advantage of it.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Berry, we've got a caller in Nevada, Maryland. Hi. How are you today, Marilyn?
Hi. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
Hi. I really like your show. But to get to the point, I looked up your site quickly, and I looked up Dr. Boykin, and I'm sure he's right about a lot of things about America, but... Well, just like global warming, wouldn't you agree that the global warming is a fear thing that's put out to keep everybody in fear about the planet?
Ask me if I agree that the global warming is a fear put out by the government.
Fear tactic
yes.
that they're using, Dr. Berry.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm understanding that correctly, yeah, I think it is a fear. I mean, it's promoted that way. The whole idea is to scare people So you, being the government now, can offer a solution to people that are all scared. And the solution's going to cost you some money or your freedom.
This is not my main thought. I'll get to that. But I would like to mention to you that I hope you'll make the Montana people and everybody aware about this scam of the, you know, the smart meter, the digital meter they're trying to put in everybody's homes to track everything we do, and it's a big new world order tool to control everyone. And
I totally agree with you, Marilyn, on that. But I agree. That is what is happening. There's no other.
Yeah, I don't know if you have anything. I don't know if you have anything about that on your website, but I think that's really important for people to wake up about that and stop it before it gets put on their home.
Marilyn, hold on 1 second. Dr. Berry, we're going to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. So hang in there. Hang on, Marilyn. We'll get to you when we come back from the break. Hang on.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And we've only got a couple more minutes of the show. Marilyn, did you want to finish your question for Dr. Berry?
Well, I think the other fear tactic is getting people to worry about the Muslims and Sharia law. I mean, I know this is not a good thing, that the Muslim population in our country, but why does this come about? And I think for us to worry about Sharia law when we have this evil system of law already in place in our country is another fear tactic. And I believe it's not going to come about unless it's by the hand of those who really control us, which is the Zionists. And I believe that people are falling for another fear tactic when they get into that thing of Sharia law, the Muslims are out to get us. Let's go to war and kill them all. Well, you know, I think the plan is to have Christians killing Muslims and Muslims killing Christians when the real power is in control and they are the Zionists. And you better look into AIPAC and how they control our country, our Congress, our media, and how they own us, and see if he's concerned about Sharia law and the Muslims.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Marilyn. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. The one thing I wanted to comment on, based upon what Marilyn was just saying, is that I think it's the misapplication of the laws in this nation that is the problem and the distortion of our system here and not following the Constitution that's created all these problems. What do you think, Dr. Berry? Do you have some comments based upon what Marilyn was saying?
Yeah, well, I agree with you and what you said, and certainly the things that Marilyn brings up are valid points. I don't really, you know, get into whether we're more concerned about the Zionists or the Muslim Sharia law, but certainly, Marilyn, if you'd like to make your comments on Poly Montana, the appropriate place about that, you probably have a good audience, and that could certainly be discussed. But you're on the right track of saying we got a problem somewhere, and we have to think about it. We have to openly discuss it and see if we can figure out exactly what the problem is. So yeah. It's worth pursuing.
Well, there you go, Marilyn. PolyMontana.com is one of Dr. Berry's websites, edberry.com, climatefire.org. But PolyMontana.com has a lot of, we've got a lot of questions up there, and people are commenting and giving their comments and that kind of thing. So that is definitely one avenue, Marilyn, that you could certainly, if you're still listening and interested, you're more than welcome to comment on there, say anything you like. So I think Dr. Berry's all about free speech and the free exchange of ideas, as I am as well. We've only got another minute or so, Dr. Berry, so I want to thank you again for coming on, and I want you to come on again. You got to come on a routine basis, okay, Dr. Berry? How's that sound?
We should be just fine. Thank you very much.
I think we should make that a plan. When I get back home, I'll talk to you, and maybe we can work something like that out, Dr. Berry, because you got a lot of information that people need to really hear, I believe. So
okay.
Thanks again for joining me this morning, Dr. Berry. It's always a pleasure. Have a nice 4th.
Okay.
Go eat some hot dogs or something, right?
Yeah, definitely, and have a nice time at your Sharon's Lake House, right, in Hamburg,
yes,
New York.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks again, Dr. Berry, for being my guest. Dr.
Right.
Edwin Berry, polymontana.com, climatefire.org, edberry.com. If you go to his websites, you're going to find all of his other websites as well. My website, 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you go there, a podcast of my show was going to be up there. I don't know if it's, we forgot to actually tape it, so I'll have to get it from RBN. But it'll be up there sometime within the next couple of days. But listen, everybody, thanks for listening this morning. Have a wonderful holiday today. Be safe. Thank God we're still in America. Thank God there's still some of us who are awake who can try to stop what's happening in this country. So I appreciate everybody taking the time to listen today. And, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. I'll be back.